إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، indeed our praise is due to Allah Azza wa Jal. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised, and we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, then none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah Azza wa Jal alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. So continuing with Sifat al-Salah, the Prophet's prayer described that was written by Shaykh al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, and we reach chapter number 5, Al-Fasl al-Khamis, which is At-Tahdhir min Ida'at al-Salah. At-Tahdhir min Ida'at al-Salah, a warning against neglecting the prayer. A warning against neglecting the Salah, the prayer. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, وَلِمَا كَانَ لِلصَّلَاةِ هَذَا الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ وَهَذِهِ الْفَوَائِدُ الْعَظِيمَةُ كَانَ فَقْدُهَا حُرْمَانًا كَبِيرًا. Due to the fact that the prayer has such great virtue, and we spoke about the excellence of the prayer and the benefits of the prayer in the previous chapter. And also these amazing benefits, كَانَ فَقْدُهَا حُرْمَانًا كَبِيرًا, its loss is a great deprivation, وَنَقْصًا فَادِحًا فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. Then the loss of this prayer is a great deprivation and a grave deficiency in one's Islam. A grave deficiency in one's Islam. وَمِنْ ثَمَّ حَذَّرَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ إِضَاعَتِهَا وَرَتَّبَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ عُقُوبَاتٍ مُتَنَوِّعَةٍ. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warned, and likewise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, against neglecting it. وَرَتَّبَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ عُقُوبَاتٍ مُتَنَوِّعَةٍ. And various punishments have been legislated as a consequence of being careless and negligent with the prayer. قال الله تعالى. Now the Shaykh is going to mention some of the ayat from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise after that some of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warning against being negligent with the salah. He said, Allah the Most High, He said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Woe to those who pray. Woe to those who pray. Those who are heedless concerning the prayer. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Woe to those who pray. Woe is wa'idun shadeed. A severe threat. The word wail is a wa'idun shadeed, a severe threat of punishment and torment. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe to those who pray. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Those who are heedless concerning the prayer. What does this mean? فَنَقْرَأُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ من تفسير الإمام الحافظ ابن كثير رحمه الله. We will read from the tafsir of Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, which is one of the classical explanations of the Quran, along with tafsir al-Tabari, tafsir al-Baghawi. Ibn Kathir, he said, ثم قال, and then Allah, he said, فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. And woe to those who pray, those who are heedless concerning the prayer. قال ابن عباس, ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما, he said, وغيره, and other than him, يعني المنافقين. This is referring to the hypocrites. الذين يصلون في العلانية ولا يصلون في السر. Ibn Abbas and other than him said, this is referring to the hypocrites who pray publicly, but they do not pray privately. This is referring to the hypocrites who pray publicly, but they do not pray privately. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ, and that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla said, لِلْمُسَلِّينَ, woe to those who pray. لِلْمُسَلِّينَ, those who pray, أي الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّلَاةِ وَقَدْ الْتَزَمُوا بِهَا ثُمَّ هُمْ عَنْهَا سَاهُونَ. Woe to those who pray. Those who pray meaning those who are people who pray the salah and perform it, yet they are heedless concerning it. Heedless how? How are they heedless concerning the prayer? إِمَّا أَنْ فِعْلِهَا بِالْكُلِّيَّةِ. Either they are heedless concerning the performance of the prayer in totality, meaning they're heedless about it in totality. So either they are heedless concerning its performance in totality, كما قال ابن عباس, as stated by Ibn Abbas, وَإِمَّا أَنْ فِعْلِهَا فِي الْوَقْتِ الْمُقَدَّرِ لَهَا شَرْعًا. Or they are heedless concerning the performance of the prayer in the time that it has been legislated. So either they are heedless concerning the performance of the prayer in totality, or they are heedless concerning the performance of the prayer in the time that it has been legislated. Because the prayer, it has fixed times. فَيُخْرِجُهَا عَنْ وَقْتِهَا بِالْكُلِّيَةِ. So again, even those people who are heedless concerning the prayer as it pertains to its time, you have those, they pray totally outside of its time. They pray at the wrong time. So they pray Dhuhr outside of the time of Dhuhr. It might be time for Asr. It might be time for Asr, and they're praying Dhuhr without a legitimate udhr, shari'i. Or it's time for Isha, but they're praying Maghrib at Isha without udhr shari'i. فَيُخْرِجُهَا عَنْ وَقْتِهَا بِالْكُلِّيَّةِ. So Ibn Kathiri said, so from those individuals who are heedless concerning the performance of the prayer in the right time, the time that has been legislated, you have them, you have individuals, they pray at totally the wrong time, outside of the time of the prayer, like stated by Masruq and Abu Duha. قال عطاء ابن دينار, and then he said, عطاء ابن دينار, he said, والحمد لله الذي قال, all praise is due to Allah who said, عن صلاتهم ساهون, ولم يقل في صلاتهم ساهون. All praise is due to Allah who said, those who are heedless concerning the prayer, and he did not say, Allah did not say, they are heedless in the prayer. Why? What's the difference? Fadl. عطاء ابن دينار, he said, all praise is due to Allah who said, عن صلاتهم ساهون. Woe to those who pray, those who are heedless concerning the prayer, and Allah did not say those who are heedless in the prayer. Why? There's a difference. As-sahu fi salah, being forgetful in the prayer, no one is safe of that. No one is safe and immune of that. Being forgetful, forgetting something in the salah, forgetting how many raka'at you prayed. That's why at the end of the prayer, what do you have? Sujood, what's it called? As-sahu. So you see the word saha, it's the same verb that it comes from. As-sahu fi salah, being forgetful in the prayer, no one is immune of that. All of us could fall into it. But Allah Azza wa Jalla here is not criticizing those people who forget in the prayer. He's criticizing those who are forgetful about the prayer. You understand the difference? As-sahu anis salah, being negligent and concerning the prayer, is different than forgetting while you are praying. Because forgetting while we are praying, none of us are immune of it and we can all fall into it. That's why Alhamdulillah Allah Azza wa Jalla legislated sujood as-sahw, the prostration of forgetfulness. Na'am. And that's why Ata ibn Dinari said, all praise is due to Allah who said, an salatihim sahun. Woe to those who pray who are negligent concerning the prayer, and Allah did not say those who are forgetful in their prayer. Some examples of being negligent concerning the prayer, وَإِمَّا أَنْ وَقْتِهَا الْأَوَّلِ فَيُؤَخِّرُونَهَا إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ دَائِمًا أَوْ غَالِبًا. Some of them are heedless concerning the initial times of the prayer. Some of them are heedless concerning the beginning times of the prayer, so they always delay the salah. Or the majority of the time they delay the prayer. Again, those who do this, they have a share in this verse, as Ibn Kathiri will go on to mention. وَإِمَّا أَنْ أَدَائِهَا بِأَرْكَانِهَا وَشُرُوطِهَا عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الْمَأْمُورِ بِهِ وَإِمَّا عَنِ الْخُشُوعِ فِيهَا وَالتَّدَبُّرِ لِمَعَانِيهَا. Or they are heedless concerning the pillars of the prayer and its conditions, which have to be performed in the legislated fashion. Or they are heedless concerning al-khushu', focus and submission and humility during the prayer and reflection over its meanings. Ibn Kathir, he said, فَاللَّفْدُ يَشْمَلُ هَذَا كُلَّهُ. The wording of this ayah encompasses all of that. All of those forms of heedlessness, these ayat, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. The wording of these verses encompasses all of that. All of these forms of heedlessness. فَاللَّفْدُ يَشْمَلُ هَذَا كُلَّهُ. And listen what he said next. وَلِكُلِّ مَنِ اتَّصَفَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّن ذَلِكَ. Whoever possesses any of these traits, any of these forms of heedlessness, they have a share of this ayah. Whoever possesses any of these traits, they have a share of these ayat. فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. وَمَنِ اتَّصَفَ بِجَمِيعِ ذَلِكَ. And whoever possesses all of them, فَقَدْ تَمَّ نَصِيبُهُ مِنْهَا. Whoever possesses all of these traits, all of these forms of heedlessness, then they have the full share of this. وَكَمُلَ لَهُ النِّفَاقَ الْعَمَلِي. And hypocrisy of action is completed in this type of individual. And then he mentions a hadith. Listen to this hadith, ikhwan. And it shows us the difference between the prayer of the munafiq, the hypocrite, and the prayer of the believer. كَمَا ثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ. As established in الصحيحين, meaning البخاري والمسلم, البخاري ومسلم, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, and this hadith is narrated by Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه, found in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 622. قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول تلك صلاة المنافق. This is the prayer of a hypocrite. يجلس يرقب الشمس حتى كانت بين قرني الشيطان قام فنقرها أربعا لا يذكر الله فيها إلا قليلا. This is the prayer of the hypocrite. He sits watching. This is the prayer of the hypocrite. He sits watching the sun. Then when it is between the horns of the devil, it's a time when the prayer is detested, he stands. He stands up and he pecks out four raka'ah. Look how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described him. قام فنقرها أربعا. He stands and he pecks out four raka'ah, and he only remembers Allah a little in them. That's the prayer of the munafiq. That's the prayer of the hypocrite. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from it. Then he mentioned next. قال تعالى, Allah the Most High, he said, فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا. Then there came after them generations who have neglected the prayer. They have given up the prayer and they followed their desires. So for them is a severe torment in hell. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Except for those who repent and believe and do righteous deeds, for verily they will enter paradise and they will not be wronged in the slightest. So let us, inshallah, نقرأ من تفسير الإمام السعدي رحمه الله لهذه الآيات الكريمة. Let us read from the tafsir of Imam al-Sa'di رحمه الله as it pertains to these verses so that we can understand them correctly. Allah عز وجل said, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. And then after them, there came generations who neglected and gave up the prayer. They followed their lusts and their desires. And for them there will be a torment in hell. As-Sa'di said, فَلَمَا ذَكَرَ تَعَالَى هَؤُلَاءِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ الْمُخْلِصُونَ الْمُتَّبِعُونَ لِمَرَاضِ رَبِّهِمْ الْمُنِيبُونَ إِلَيْهِ ذَكَرَ مَنْ أَتَى بَعْدَهُمْ وَبَدَّلُوا مَا أُمِرُوا بِهِ. After Allah mentioned the sincere prophets who followed those things which were pleasing to Allah and who turned to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah mentioned those who came after them and changed and altered what they had been commanded with. وَأَنَّهُ خَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ رَجَعُوا إِلَى الْخَلْفِ وَالْوَرَاءِ. And then there came after them generations who went backwards. These individuals, they came after them and they started to go backwards. إِلَى الْخَلْفِ وَالْوَرَاءِ فَأَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ. They were negligent and they gave up the prayer which they were commanded to safeguard. فَأَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ الَّتِي أُمِرُوا بِالْمَحَافَظَةِ عَلَيْهَا وَإِقَامَتِهَا. So they were heedless and negligent concerning the prayer which they were commanded with, and they were commanded to safeguard and establish the prayer. فَتَهَاوَنُوا بِهَا وَضَيَّعُوهَا. However, they were negligent and careless concerning it. And listen what he said next. And this is a fa'idah jamila. He said, وَإِذَا ضَيَّعُوا الصَّلَاةِ أَلَّتِي هِيَ عِمَادُ الدِّينِ وَمِيزَانَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ أَلَّتِي هِيَ آكَدُ الْأَعْمَالِ وَأَفْضَلُ الْخِصَالِ كَانُوا لِمَا سِوَاهَا مِنْ دِينِهِمْ أَضْيَعُ وَلَهُ أَرْفَضُ. Imam al-Sa'di said, if they are negligent and careless about the prayer, which is the pillar of the religion and the measure of faith and sincerity to the Lord of all of the creation, the prayer which is the most important of actions and virtuous of traits, they will be more careless about other parts of the religion. So I'll repeat that and remember this. إِذَا ضَيَّعُوا الصَّلَاةَ الَّتِي هِيَ عِمَادُ الدِّينِ وَمِيزَانَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ الَّتِي هِيَ آكَدُ الْأَعْمَالِ وَأَفْضُلُ الْخِسَالِ كَانُوا لِمَا سِوَاهَا مِنْ دِينِهِمْ أَضْيَعُوا وَلَوْ أَرْفَضُ. If they are negligent and heedless and careless about the prayer, which is the pillar of the religion and the measure of faith and sincerity to the Lord of all the creation, which is the most important of actions and virtuous traits, then they would be more careless about other parts of the religion, and they would even reject these parts even more. وَالسَّبَبَ الدَّاعِ لِذَلِكَ. And then As-Sa'di goes on, he said, the underlying reason for this, their carelessness about the prayer and their heedlessness concerning it, أَنَّهُمْ اتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ أَنَّهُمْ اتَّبَعُوا شَهَوَاتِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They followed the lusts of their own selves and their desires, وَإِرَادَاتِهَا, and their whims. فَصَارَتْ هِمَمَهُمْ مُنْصَرِفَ إِلَيْهَا. So their ambition and their zeal was directed and focused towards their desires and lusts. And their lusts and their desires now had precedence over the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That shows the danger of people that are shahwaniyun. They just follow their lusts and their desires and their whims. That is the danger of people who are shahwaniyun. People that follow their lusts and their desires and their whims. Look, As-Sa'di said, وَالسَّبَبَ الدَّاعِ لِذَلِكَ. The underlying reason why they became negligent with their prayer and heedless concerning it. أَنَّهُمْ اتَّبَعُوا شَهَوَاتِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They followed their lusts and their desires and their whims. So their ambitions and their zeal now was directed towards their lusts. مُقَدِّمَ لَهَا عَلَى حُقُوقِ اللَّهِ. And they gave them precedence over the rights of Allah. They gave their lusts precedence over the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَنَشَأَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ التَّضْيِيعِ لِحُقُوقِهِ. So it resulted from this negligence and carelessness about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْإِقْبَالَ عَلَى شَهَوَاتِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. And then they only started to care about their own lusts and their own desires. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. And for them will be a severe torment. عَذَابًا مُضَاعَفًا شَدِيدًا. A severe, extreme torment and punishment. ثُمَّ اسْتَثْنَى تَعَالَ فَقَالَ. However, there are people who have been excluded from this threat. There's an istithna. Hassan, how do we know there's an exception? Yes, but how? How do we know there's an exception? إِلَّا. What is إِلَّا? حرف الاستثناء. Meaning what? It highlights an exception. It's a harf. It is a letter in the Arabic language that signifies that there is an exception being made to this rule or to this sentence. Naam. And there's an exception. It's similar to Surah Al-Asr. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَاتِ. Except those who believe, except, illa. So illa, there's an exception. What's the exception? Illa man taba. Except those who repent. ثُمَّ اسْتَثْنَى تَعَالَى. Allah made an exception. Except those who repent. Repent from what? عَنِ الشِّرْك. As-Sa'di said, they repent from polytheism. الشِّرْك. وَالْبِدَعْ. Innovations. وَالْمَعَاصِ. Disobedience. فَأَقْلَعَ عَنْهَا. And they abandon them. وَنَدِمَ عَلَيْهَا. And they're remorseful and regretful concerning them. وَعَزَمَ عَزْمًا جَازِمًا أَنْ لَا يُعَاوِدَهَا. And they are determined never to go back to it. They are determined never to go back to it. So look at the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if a person falls into the description that was mentioned, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُ الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. Even if a person falls into the description of those verses about being negligent and heedless about the prayer and following one's lusts and desires, if the person turns to Allah and repents and does righteous deeds, then Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his repentance. And they will enter Jannah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. These individuals that repent and they do righteous deeds, they will enter paradise. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. They will not be oppressed in the slightest. Showing the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So, no doubt we see a targhib wa tarheeb, an encouragement and a threat. Likewise, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen mentioned the verse in Surah An-Nisa. وَقَالَ تَعَالَ فِي وَصْفِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. Allah said, describing the hypocrites, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Verily the hypocrites, they seek, they try to deceive Allah, but it is Allah who deceives them. And when they stand for the prayer, they stand with laziness and to be seen by men, and they do not remember Allah but little. Verily the hypocrites, Surah An-Nisa, verse 142. Verily the hypocrites, they seek to deceive Allah, but it is He who deceives them. Allah deceives them. And when they stand for the prayer, they stand with laziness and to be seen by men, and they do not remember Allah but a little. Again, فَلْنَقْرَأْ مِنْ تَفْسِيرِ الْحَافِدِ إِبْنِ كَثِيرِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ لِهَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ الْكَرِيمَةِ. Let us again read from the tafsir of Al-Imam Ibn Kathir رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ for this verse in Surah An-Nisa. Ibn Kathir, he said, concerning the saying of Allah, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. And when they stand for the prayer, they stand lazily, with laziness. He mentions some fawaid. تُكْتَبُ مِمَاءِ الذَّهَبِ. He said, هَذِهِ صِفَةُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. This is the description of the hypocrites. When they stand to pray, they stand with laziness. Ibn Kathir, he said, هَذِي صِفَةُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. This is the description of the hypocrites. فِي أَشْرَفِ الْأَعْمَالِ وَأَفْضَلِهَا وَخَيْرِهَا. As it pertains to the most noblest of actions, the most virtuous of actions, the best of actions, وَهِيَ الصَّلَاةِ. And it's the prayer. How do you recognize what from the sifat of the munafiqeen? إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَيْهَا. When they stand to pray, قَامُوا وَهُمْ كُسَالَ عَنْهَا. They're lazy, lethargic, lazy. لَأَنَّهُمْ لَا نِيَّةَ لَهُمْ. They don't have any intention. Why? They don't have any niyyah. وَلَا إِيمَانَ لَهُمْ. They don't have any faith. وَلَا خَشْيَةَ. وَلَا إِيمَانَ لَهُمْ بِهَا. They don't have any faith in the prayer itself. وَلَا خَشْيَةَ. Nor any fear. وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ مَعْنَاهَا. They don't understand the meaning of the prayer. That is why the believer, when he reads these ayat, يَفِرُّ كَمَا يَفِرُّ مِنَ الْأَسَدِ مِنْ هَذِي الصِّفَاتِ الْمَذْمُومَةِ. The believer, when he reads these ayat, he runs away from them like he runs away from a lion. The sifat, the attributes, or the signs of a hypocrite. Runs away from the signs of the hypocrite. The hypocrite does not understand the meaning of the prayer. And Ibn Kathir, he brings a narration on Ibn Abbas. He mentions the isnad, Rawa Ibn Mardawi, that Ibn Abbas, and he mentions the isnad, وَحَذَفْنَا الْإِسْنَادِ. Ibn Abbas, he said, قال يكره أن يقوم الرجل إلى الصلاة وهو كسلان. It is detested for a man to stand up to pray and he is lazy and he is lethargic. لكن يقوم إليها. Rather, he shall stand up to pray and he's happy, he's pleased. عظيم الرغبة. He has a great desire to perform it. شديد الفرح. He's delighted. Ibn Kathir, he said, فَإِنَّهُ يُنَاجِ اللَّهَ. For verily, the servant, he addresses Allah Azza wa Jal in the prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is before him. يَغْفِرْ لَهُ. Forgiving him. وَيُجِيبُهُ إِذَا دَعَى. And answering to his supplications when the servant calls upon him. ثُمَّ يَتْلُ هَذِي الْآيَةِ. And then Ibn Abbas, he recited the verse. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. When they stand up to pray, they stand up lazily. And Ibn Kathir, he said, وَالرُّوِيَ مِنْ غَيْرِ هَذَا الْوَجْهِ. And Ibn Abbas, and it has been narrated upon Ibn Abbas with other than this chain of narration. So look, هَذِهِ صِفَةُ ظَوَاهِرِهِمْ. Ibn Kathir, he said, this is the way they look apparently. You can recognize them, مِنَ الظَّاهِرِ, that which is apparent on them. Allah mentions from the signs of the hypocrite, what you can see visibly with your eyes is what? وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. When they stand up for the prayer, they stand up with laziness and lethargic. Naam. Also Allah Azza wa Jalla said, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ تَعَالَى صِفَةَ بَوَاطِنِهِمَ الْفَاسِدَةِ. Then Allah also mentioned the state of their inner souls, their inner selves. He mentioned their apparent signs and the state of their inner souls. Allah said, يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. They want to show off and to be seen by men. أي لا إخلاص لهم. The munafiq, no sincerity. Doesn't have any ikhlas. وَلَا مُعَامَلَةَ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ إِنَّمَا يَشْهَدُونَ النَّاسِ. Rather, they want to just show the people and try and trick them. وَمُصَانَعَ, and pretend to them. وَلِهَذَا يَتَخَلَّفُونَ كَثِيرًا عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ الَّتِي لَا يُرَوْنَ فِيهَا غَالِبًا. That's why you find the munafiqun, they are absent from the prayers where people are not, where you can't recognize the people. Meaning at the time when there was no lamps or no lights, Isha time, you know, it's dark. It's difficult to see the people. The morning prayer likewise, the early morning prayer, the Fajr prayer also, it's difficult to see the people. And also Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said concerning them, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They do not remember Allah Azza wa Jalla except for a little. أَيْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ لا يخشون ولا يدرون ما يقولون. In their prayer, they do not have any fear. There is no خشية. They do not know what they say. بل هم في صلاتهم ساهون لاهون. Rather, in their prayer, they are careless and they are playful. وعما يراد به من الخير معرضون. So there are some of the signs of the منافق والعياذ بالله, the hypocrites. نعم. So alhamdulillah, there were some of the fawaid from the tafsir of Ibn Kathir as it pertained to the ayah Surah An-Nisa. Likewise, Al-Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen mentioned, وَقَالَ عَنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ وَقَدْ سُئِلُوا. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people of the hellfire when they were asked, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينَ. When the people of the hellfire were asked, what has caused you to enter hell? They will say, we were not of those who used to offer the prayer. When the people of hellfire, they were asked, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرُ, what has caused you to enter hell? They will respond, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ, we were not of those who used to offer the prayer. وَلَمْ نَكُنْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ, nor did we used to feed the poor. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ, and we used to talk falsehood with vain talkers, and we used to disbelieve in the day of recompense until there came to us death that is certain. Surah Al-Mudathir. And also, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High, He said, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ, and when it is said to them, bow down yourself in prayer, they do not bow down to offer their prayers. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ. Al-Imam al-Sa'di said concerning this, and this I'll just akhtar al-an, even though we could go into more detail, I'll just choose some of the benefits. Al-Imam al-Sa'di said, وَمِنْ إِجْرَامِهِمْ, from their criminal behavior of these people, أنهم إذا أمروا بالصلاة, if they are commanded to pray, if they are commanded with prayer, التي هي أشرف العبادات, which is the noblest act of worship, قيل لهم, when it is said to them, إركعوا, bow in the prayer, امتنعوا من ذلك, they refuse to bow. فأي إجرام فوق هذا, what criminality is greater than this, is worse than this? وَأَيُّ تَكْذِيبْ يَزِيدْ عَلَى هَذَا, and what type of denial and rejection is worse than this? So this is from their criminal behavior. When they are commanded to pray, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ, they do, when it is said to them, bow, they do not bow. And As-Sa'di said, what criminality is worse than this? And what takdeeb, denial and rejection, is worse than this? Then the Shaykh, he mentioned some ahadith. وفي الصحيح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, there comes in the صحيح of البخاري رحمه الله عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه رأى في المنام, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw in the dream, أنه مر على رجل مضطجع وإذا آخر قائم عليه بصخرة, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw in the dream, the Prophet, he said, we came across a man who was lying down. And surprisingly, there was another man standing by his head, holding a big rock. And surprisingly, the man who was standing, he was throwing the rock at the man's head, dropping it on his head, injuring it. And the rock rolled away and the thrower followed it and took it back. He picked it up. فَيَتْبَعُ الْحَجَرُ فَيَأْخُذُهُ فَلَا يَرْجِعْ إِلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَسِحَّ رَأْسُهُ كَمَا كَانَ. And by the time he reached the man, his head had returned to the normal state. So this individual, his head was being crushed by the rock over and over and over again. ثُمَّ يَعُودُ عَلَيْهِ فَيَفْعَلُ بِهِ مِثْلَ مَا فَعَلَ الْمَرَّةُ الْأُولَى. فَسَأَلَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ فَقِيلَ. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he asked about him. Who was he? And it was said to him, إِنَّهُ الرَّجُلْ يَأْخُذُ الْقُرْآنِ فَيَرْفُضُهُ وَيَنَامْ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ الْمَكْتُوبَةِ. It is the man, he learned the Qur'an. He learned the Qur'an,
But he did not recite it and act upon it, and he slept during the obligatory prayers. May Allah protect us from that. Look, this individual, his head is being crushed over and over and over again. When the Prophet ﷺ asked, who is it? He said, إِنَّهُ الرَّجُلْ يَأْخُذُ الْقُرْآنِ. It is the man, he studied the Qur'an, he learned the Qur'an, فَيَرْفُضُهُ. He did not act upon it, he did not recite it, because that's from the haqq of tilawah. وَيَنَامَ عَنِ السَّلَاةِ الْمَكْتُوبِ. And he used to sleep during the obligatory prayers. وَأَخْبَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّ مَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلَى هَذِهِ الصَّلَوَاتِ فَلَيْسَ لَهُ نُورٌ وَلَا بُرْهَانٌ وَلَا نَجَاةٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed that the one who does not safeguard these prayers, he will have no light, no proof, no safety and security on the Day of Judgment, and he will be raised with the Imams, the leaders of disbelief, with Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun and Ubay ibn Khalaf. As we said, the scholars, they differ about the authenticity of that hadith that is collected by Imam Ahmad. Minhum man yuhassinu. Some of the scholars, they declare it to be hasan, and some of them, wa minhum man yudha'ifu, and some of them declare it to be dha'if, like a Shaykh al-Albani, rahimullah al-jami'. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he goes on to say, fattaqu Allah, fear Allah, the Most High, waqimu as-salah, and establish the prayer, wa hafidhu 'alayha fi awqatiha, and safeguard it and preserve it in the right times. وَأَدِّبُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ عَلَيْهَا. Discipline your children as it pertains to the prayer. Na'am, discipline them as it pertains to the prayer. عَلِّمُوهُمْ آدَابَ الْمَسْجِدِ. Teach them the adab of the masjid. Not just you take them to the masjid and you let them run around and create a havoc and turmoil and disturb the people who are praying. Or it's like a vacation that they're going to Six Flags. This is not Six Flags. This is the masjid. When they come to the masjid, it's adab. Don't give them the games to come and just sit and play on games while people are praying salah. And no doubt the masajid are tested with this type of behavior most in the month of Ramadan in Taraweeh. When people who don't regularly come to the masjid, they come to the masjid and unfortunately, some of them, they don't know how to behave. Ma'al asaf al-shadeed. But that is the importance of the Shaykh. He said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى. Fear Allah, the Most High. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. Establish the prayer. وَحَافِظُوا عَلَيْهَا. And safeguard the prayer and perform the prayer at the right times. وَأَدِّبُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ عَلَيْهَا. And discipline your children as it pertains to the prayers. As the Prophet ﷺ, he said, he commanded you. And مُرُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your children to pray. Not that, oh, you know, they have a choice. Even when they reach seven or they reach puberty, I don't want to compel them. You know, you hear that falsafa. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. What? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, مُرُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your children to pray. وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ سَبْعِ سِنِينَ. And they are 7 years of age. Command them and they're seven. وَضْرِبُوهُمْ. And discipline them عَلَيْهَا for the prayer. وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ عَشْرٍ. And they are 10 years of age. So command them at seven. وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ سَبْعِ سِنِينَ. وَضْرِبُوهُمْ. And discipline them عَلَيْهَا for the prayer. وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ عَشْرٍ. And they are 10. فَمَنْ مِنْكُمْ رَاعَ هَذِي الْأَمَانَةَ الَّتِي حَمَّلَهَا إِيَّاهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Who from amongst you has fulfilled this trust that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has placed upon you? Who from amongst you has fulfilled this trust? أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ. He said, the majority of the people, عَنْهَا غَافِلُونَ. They are heedless about this. لَكِنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَحُطَامِ الدُّنْيَا مُنْتَبِهُونَ. But they focus and they are diligent as it pertains to amassing the dunya and as it pertains to their wealth. Most of the people are heedless about this, but they are energetic and dedicated when it comes to their wealth and amassing the dunya. يَسْهَرُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. They will stay up during the night and the day in order to increase their wealth. ثُمَّ يَدَعُونَهُ لِمَنْ يَرِثُهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. But the foolish thing, they're only going to leave it to those who come after them from their heirs. That money is not going with you. So no matter how much you leave in your bank or under your mattress or in your walls or wherever you hide your money or in the bank, it's not going with you. So that night and day that you are working and sweating, trying to amass that fortune, it's not going with you. The Shaykh, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions the hadith, سَنَذْكُرُهُ بَعْدَ قَلِيلٍ. He said, وَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ عَنْ أَوْلَادِمَ الَّذِينَ يَكُونُونَ قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. He said, and they are heedless as it pertains to their own children. They are heedless as it pertains to their own children, who will be the coolness and delight of their eyes in this world and the hereafter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَنْهُ عَمَلُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثَ. When the person dies, all of his actions are cut off except from three. إِلَّا مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ, from ongoing charity. أَوْ عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعْ بِهِ, knowledge that people benefit from. أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُ لَهُ, or a righteous child that makes dua for the parent. That is why, brothers and sisters, we need to be mindful as it pertains to havana, custody of the children. A matter that many of the parents, they try and blackmail their ex as it pertains to havana. And in reality, havana, unfortunately, the majority of the people, illa man rahimullah, they don't even understand the issue of custody in Islam. Havana returns back to the maslaha, the benefit of the child, not to blackmail the other spouse or the ex-husband or the ex-wife, or to separate the child from the father. The father has a right. Or to separate the child from the mother, and the mother has a right. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man farraqa, whoever separates between a child and the slave girl," meaning the slave, a woman who's a slave, but somebody deliberately separates the child from the mother, Allah will separate between that individual and their loved ones yawm al-qiyamah. What about somebody who separates a man from their child, or the mother from the child? Custody is for the maslaha of the child, the benefit of the child, the well-being of the child. Likewise, the opposite is true. The husband, if he doesn't have a place to stay, he doesn't have anything, but he wants to take the child and he's living in a boarding room full of all strangers. This issue is serious. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, أَفَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ هَذِي الْمَسْؤُولِيَّةِ. Do you not fear, O Muslims, about this responsibility? أَفَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَكُونَ عِقَابُكُمْ عَلَى تَرْكِي تَرْبِيَةِ أَوْلَادِكُمْ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْعَاقِينَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا. Do you not fear that the punishment for you abandoning, cultivating and raising your children is that they will be disrespectful to you? They will treat you badly, meaning as a parent, and this is an appropriate recompense for you. Because you abandon your responsibility. Al-jaza min jinsil amal. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Inna man la yura'i haqq Allah fi tarbiyati awladi. Verily the one who does not fulfill the right of Allah as it pertains to raising his children. Yushiku alla yura'u haqq Allah fi. Then it's possible that one day they will not acknowledge and they will not fulfill the right of Allah that is upon the children as it pertains to the parents. So if you don't fulfill the right of Allah as it pertains to the child, then one day maybe they will not fulfill the right of Allah as it pertains to you. Why do you think so many people end up in old people's homes? May Allah protect us from that. How people, they just, you know, their parents, they just can't wait to get rid of them. I want to take the house. You know, they're just waiting for them to die. Don't visit them, don't take care of them. No contact whatsoever. So the Shaykh, he said, "Naam, it is possible that the one who does not fulfill the right of Allah in raising his children, it is possible one day that they will not fulfill the right of Allah pertaining to the parent when the parent becomes old and when the parent dies." Meaning they won't make dua for you. They won't do not do anything that is legislated for them to do on your behalf. Give charity or the like. فَعَلَيْكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ. It is upon you, O Muslims. And to rabbu awladukum, to raise your children correctly. Ma damu nasha'a yataqabbaluna ala muhabbati salah. It is upon you, O Muslims, that you raise your children correctly and you nurture them correctly whilst they are being nurtured, taking on board. Yani they should be raised correctly and they should be raised and nurtured upon the love of the prayer and the love of attending the masajid. They should be raised to love the salah and love attending the masjid to pray, especially for the boys and the men. Somebody is asking, should we go by the lunar calendar when it comes to teaching our children to pray? If so, the child is actually 6.5 and instead of 7. Are we as parents wrong here? Yes, you should go to, according to the Hijri calendar. When we see things like this, command your child when the child is 7. discipline them when they're 10, it's according to the Hijri calendar. Why? Because that's the khitab of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we go according to the Hijri calendar. That's a good, excellent question.
Jazakallah khairan, alhamdulillah.
Naam. And with that we'll stop. Any of the brothers do the homework from last week? Faddal, Ihsan. Faddal, Iqra. Anybody else? MashaAllah. Anybody else? MashaAllah. Faddal, Ihsan, give me one.